Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Life in a tech startup. You know the stereotypes. You don't sleep. You don't eat well. You and your team are at it 24-7 throwing everything you've got at building the next billion-dollar company.
That's how startup life is glamorized in movies such as The Social Network, with scenes of the early Facebook team powering through 16-hour coding sessions, or in the HBO series Silicon Valley, where venture capitalists pay students to drop out of college to pursue their startup dreams.
And yes, in reality, launching a tech startup is a lot like that. It's all-consuming. Founders have to lead teams, create new technologies, smooth-talk big-money investors, all while presenting a strong, unshakable attitude that their idea is a huge winner.
And some entrepreneurs do win, but most eventually fail. And that can either cause or worsen significant mental health challenges, like depression or anxiety. The Atlantic recently explored the issue in an article entitled, Tech Has a Depression Problem.
Earlier this week, we spoke with someone who's been through this. Dana Severson founded a tech startup about 3 years ago. He told us that the company experienced the typical wild ride of a startup, beginning small, registering tens of thousands of users, raising money, going through a Silicon Valley accelerator, and then ultimately failing.
And I was in the front seat for that entire ride. And so, you know, at the end of this whole sort of experience of starting this company and growing it, I had a lot of experiences I wanted to share. And I didn't really have a place to do it. I didn't want my name associated to it. I was, you know, fearful that things that I say, if I'm being honest, talking about some of the struggles and talking about being in the trenches, if I associated my name too closely with that, it might have repercussions. Any Silicon Valley type investor, their expectation is that when they invest in a company, they want it to be a home run. And home runs typically mean a $1 billion company. And so your expectations, your stress level goes sky high just in that one particular instance.
So as Severson said, it was an intense experience, but he wanted to talk about it. But entrepreneurs don't usually talk about the mental health downsides of startup life. So Severson co-founded StartupsAnonymous.com. People can raise any subject in the forums there, from funding to team building, etc. But surprisingly, half of the posts on StartupsAnonymous.com are about anxiety, depression, the mental health struggles of being a tech entrepreneur.
There's a whole variety of different topics, a lot of different variations on the topic of imposter syndrome, which is the fake it till you make it. I don't feel I'm worthy of this because I'm pretending that I know what I'm doing, but I really don't. And that comes in a lot of different varieties. You know, it's people asking questions that may seem obvious to others, but really aren't. There is addiction type stuff. We had a post pretty recently in regards to, you know, what's one secret that you haven't told anybody else? There was one person in particular that said that they drink first thing in the morning. They have a full bottle of wine the first thing they do when they wake up, so that they're capable of making the 10 phone calls that they need to make that they procrastinated on the day before.
Wow.
We had a post that was in regards to a founder who was contemplating suicide, and it came by the way of a suicide note. This one was pretty serious. We didn't ultimately post this on our site, but we did write a post about it.
Well, Dana Severson, stand by for just a moment because I want to bring in another voice into this conversation. Dr. Wesley Boyd, he's a psychiatrist at Cambridge Health Alliance and assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. He joins us in the studio. Dr. Boyd, welcome to you.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, first of all, I mean, we've heard quite a variety of troubles that Dana says people are sharing on his website, StartupsAnonymous.com. I'm just wondering if you think that there's something about the tech startup life or tech entrepreneurship that leads to what seems like a lot of depression and anxiety being reported as a potential problem.
Well, I'll say from what I know, something that seems unique to the tech industry to me is the sense that people have to work more or less 24/7, and there might even be some honor in forsaking your own health needs, for example, eating right, getting regular exercise.
But that in and of itself doesn't seem unique to the tech world, right? Because anyone who's an entrepreneur in any industry is going to go through a period of where founding that business is their focus to the exclusion of all else. I'm wondering if part of the issue here is that we're talking about a lot of people in their 20s who may, you know, even if they weren't in this world, be more susceptible to depression or things like that?
Younger people might not be so attuned to their basic needs. Coming right out of college, many of them were high flyers and have always excelled at everything they've done. You know, the prospect of failing is so ominous to them that they might feel like they need to do anything and everything possible to prevent that from happening.
And there's another thing that Dana said which really stuck with me, and that is that, you know, here's a world in which success is really defined by wild amounts of money. I mean, you know, as Dana, you were saying that, like, really the greatest measure of success is, you know, if your company turns into a billion-dollar company, right?
Correct.
And that's pretty much the most important measure?
The process of running a company is one of those steps is to raise money. Once you take on money, the expectation is that either you're going to sell your company to some conglomerate or a bigger company, and or you're going to go public.
Right.
So that has to be your exit strategy. This isn't a lifestyle business type industry.
Uh-huh. Interesting. So Dr. Boyd, how much of that might be contributing to this problem that we're seeing, you know, young people whose sole measure of success is this one thing, like becoming a profitable entrepreneur?
If the sole bottom line measure is how much money you generate, if you're willing then to sacrifice all else in your life in order to make that happen, inevitably, I would say, your health might suffer.
Yeah. Dana, on the website, on startupsanonymous.com, do you have commenters posting words of encouragement, you know, such as, hey, just hang in there, struggle or suffer through these early phases, because when your company does get established, you know, and you're sort of out of the startup phase, things might get better?
There's actually more of the flip side of that, which is the reality, which is, hey, look, you're not alone. I mean, one thing that we haven't discussed yet is the failure rate within startups.
Right.
And I think that is a major factor within depression and anxiety, is that the failure rate is 90%. 9 out of 10, even those that are funded, you know, it's still a 90% rate. So even though those investors are swinging for the fences with every investment they make, they know that 9 out of 10 of those companies is going to fail miserably.
Right.
The reality check is also where our community comes into play, which is, hey, look, it's okay. You're going through this thing, but that's normal.
You know, Dr. Boyd, I asked Dana that question because I was thinking about how, and Dana's right, the few companies that do go on to be very successful, once they get out of that startup phase and become more established, they show some degree of care for their employees, right? I mean, like, folks at Facebook and Google work really hard and they work really long hours, but they've got a lot of sort of internal supports on the campuses. A culture shift might eventually happen, but as Dana points out, maybe it's not worth sort of waiting for that point in time if 90% of these, you know, startups are going to fail anyway.
Well, I fully agree that it would be ideal if, you know, startups did things like you were just describing at Facebook and Google to support the health and well-being of their employees. But the reality, I think, for almost all startups is they are just desperate to try to stay alive and afloat. And in that desperation, there are a lot of things that are going to get put by the wayside.
Yeah. I mean, we're living in the greater Boston area where there are a lot of young people, and maybe not so young, who are in this world. And what advice would you give them to strengthen their day-to-day coping mechanisms?
What Dana has done is brilliant in the sense of starting a dialogue. I think even having an outlet to discuss one's feelings, insecurities, and so on is potentially invaluable, whether it's through Startups Anonymous or a loved one or someone else where you know that you're safe in speaking with them and can say what's truly on your mind as opposed to what you feel like you have to say because you're presenting something to investors. But also just attending to basic health needs. I think the entire culture probably militates against getting enough sleep. But if you can really actively work to create time to do things like exercise, socialize, sleep, et cetera.
Hmm. Now, Dana, I guess that makes me wonder whether or not changing the culture of tech entrepreneurship is even possible. Because, you know, as Dr. Boyd said, he's giving us advice that, you know, it's good for anyone and everyone to follow. But it seems as if the culture itself isn't probably going to change, that all the forces are going to be still towards not sleeping, not eating well, not connecting with your fellow entrepreneurs in a more meaningful way, unless, you know, it's through things like Startups Anonymous.
Yeah, I think it's already starting to happen. I think people are opening dialogue a little bit more. 2014 was a pretty instrumental year in anonymous sort of communication. So yeah. I think it's starting to happen.
Yeah.
Dana, I just want to say that I can't tell you how many people walk around carrying stigma. There's far too much stigma regarding mental illness anyway, or any sort of psychiatric condition otherwise. But I can't tell you how many people I know who finally open up to others, whether it's family members in some instances, colleagues, et cetera, about depression, anxiety, or whatever, and feel tremendous sense of relief afterwards. I hear that so much more than I hear anything else when people actually start talking about what's going on inside them.
Well, but I'm one more to say that that's true, to add to that list.
Well, Dr. Wesley Boyd is a psychiatrist at Cambridge Health Alliance and assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Boyd, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, I've been delighted to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And Dana Severson, co-founder of StartupsAnonymous.com. Dana, thank you both for the forum and for sharing your story with us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
And listeners, we've got a link to the original Atlantic article that triggered this conversation. It's titled Tech Has a Depression Problem, and you can find that link at our website, radioboston.org.
And that's it for this week. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a wonderful weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.